happy Easter, I guess.
I guess.
There's nothing Easter-y about this movie.
No, there's nothing Easter-y. There's nothing about Jesus either.
No, I don't even really think there's praying, which I feel like there should have been at some point.
I was gonna say, like, none of... Yeah, there was no, like, praying or,
There's no egg dyeing. There's no Easter egg hunts.
There's no candy. Yeah, no chocolate.
Yeah, it's very sad. It's a sad movie.
I mean, there are children.
Yeah. Oh, okay. We have to get started talking
about this. We have to do it. We have to just do it.
I need to get it out of my system. This is I Hate It, Let's Watch It. I'm Lisa.
And I'm Dawn.
We're discussing the Bunny Man Massacre. And I'll just have you know that I referred to the man in the bunny suit the entire time in my notes as Bunny Man.
Oh, I mean, yeah. I don't think he has a name.
No, did the other guy have a name?
Joe.
Okay, that was going to be my one question tonight. Was
because nobody needed, yeah. Nobody needed to reference him by name, so.
Right, and the bunny didn't talk, so. Right, correct. They were constantly going back and forth like, hey, Joe, how's it going?
No.
Nothing, just being a bunny today.
The bunny man was just being completely, what do you call it?
He's a silent killer.
He is a silent killer. I'll tell you right now that I expected more, but it ended up being just enough.
Yeah, I don't know quite what you mean by that, because I didn't know what I expected from this movie, and what I got was upsetting.
I guess a little more of a plot, but I mean, come on.
No, yeah, we don't have that. That is non-existent. I feel like those people who were on Irish Wish for the AI-generated script writing that may or may not have occurred on that project need to watch this movie and understand that maybe an AI-generated script is better than no script whatsoever.
That is true, because this could have used it 1,000%.
Yeah, Rachel from Vulture needs to watch this movie.
I'd love her take.
I need her perspective.
But something tells me this is way below her pay grade.
Absolutely. Nobody's watching this movie.
And nobody is researching if we should have watched Bunny Man before this, but I don't think any of them are really connected.
I don't know. Is Bunny Man the original?
Well, that's...
Because it did seem to be alluding to some trauma in Bunny Man's past.
It did, and I was confused, but also, like, doesn't really matter. But, sure. Yeah, because when you search for this movie, it comes up Bunny Man. Then this is called Bunny Man Massacre 2 in some aspects.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Bunny Man Vengeance.
Sure.
But when you look at when you read the descriptions, like, this one didn't say, oh, continuation of what happened in Bunny Man. And then Vengeance doesn't say picking up from Bunny Man. Like,
sure.
So I'm going to just accept this as a standalone and leave it. I would like to just do that.
I think that's fair, because even if it is a trilogy, if we're going to say that it is a trilogy, nothing happens in this movie to forward the plot, assuming that there is one. And there shouldn't just be this sinkhole in the middle of two movies where nothing of value happens and there's no character advancement or growth or explanation. We get nothing. We get nothing in this movie.
We get nothing at all. It doesn't help that it's such a minimal cast that there's such little interaction to even get conversations. And we get a sliver of what could be a backstory. A sliver.
Right.
And, I mean, that's just a typical down on your luck backstory.
That right, he's got some kind of trauma. Fucking,
yeah, you're an orphan, got it. I mean, that makes sense.
Did he drown in a lake while his camp counselors were fucking, you know, was he put in an insane asylum? Or, you know, what is his trauma? It's something. Right.
Is he searching for his sister, wanting to kill her? I mean, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
I will say they tried really hard with that opening.
I was shocked by this.
Now, just so I'm clear.
Can you imagine if we watched two different movies?
That would be hilarious. That would be Do you know that was my fear the whole day? I'm like, what if she watched just Bunny Man? Or what if she watched the Vengeance one and I didn't watch it? But no, just the opening, like the credit scenes, where they tried to make it look like this old-timey, like historical horror film. And it's like, no, nothing has to do with that at all.
No, and I will say there were a lot of scenes, and I think I'll say this many times tonight, there were a lot of scenes in the movie that could have been cut just because they spent so long looking at the moon or at the sky or at the forest, and it's just like, okay, we can move on. We don't really need this. And
we don't need filler.
No. Yeah, no better example is the first scene where we're watching a school bus drive down a dirt road, and it's a full minute and a half long, and we didn't need that. We get it. The bus is coming.
We also didn't need that part of the massacre. We didn't need the whole beginning with
the
campers
boobs.
Either.
With the boobs.
With the boobs. I mean, the boobs needed to happen, you know, because
Me just say, I put this movie on at like 9 o'clock last night when Alberto was getting ready to go to bed, because I'm like, he's not going to want to watch this. So he's getting ready for bed. He comes to say goodnight. He comes in exactly at the moment where the bunny man is coming up on this campsite, and this woman with these very fake breasts is just
too perky.
Around.
Yep.
And he stops and he's like, what is this movie? And I told him it's the Bunny Man Massacre. And then he just stands there staring at it for like 5 minutes, and he's like, oh, now I kind of want to stay and watch. And I'm like, babe, these are going to be the only boobs in the whole movie. I can guarantee you. This is the tease. This is the hook, line, sinker that they're going to get you in, and they're never going to show you boobs again. And I was right.
And it's funny because I was talking to a friend of mine and it was brought up. I was watching this and it's shit and whatever. And I was asked the question, well, was there a gratuitous sex scene? And I wanted to say no, and there was.
And you couldn't. It wasn't that sexy.
No, it wasn't that sexy at all. But it was that filler of like, here we go with our tropes again, our stupid slasher tropes that you need to have tits in at least one scene. Mm-hmm. And that chick needs to be murdered.
Correct. And my favorite part was when she collapses dead. And the shot is just, it's her boob in the foreground.
Uh-huh.
And you see nothing else, really. It's just her boob and an erect nipple. And it's like, okay. All right, cool.
They did it for the, you know, the artistry.
Right.
But yeah, going back to just how this starts, there's so much death that makes no sense and is not used for the rest of the movie.
No, but I think it's establishing, first of all, that these people are just off the wall insane.
Yes.
And second, that it's a massacre. And I know that you have strong feelings about the use of the word massacre in these types of movies, and I can't say I agree that it's not a massacre.
No, this is a massacre. I will admit it finally stands up to its name. That's great.
Great.
It's fine.
You seem to imply the last time we were discussing it that you did not think it was a massacre.
Because.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, sorry, but.
Here we go.
Sorry, not sorry, actually. Because I.
How many minutes are we in? Before Dawn's about to get in her high horror movie horse?
No, given the premise of this movie and the usage of dead bodies, the entire beginning sequence with the school bus and the children and the campground and the campers, those bodies were never seen or used again.
Okay.
Why did we have to, like, I understand we have to establish the massacre part, but knowing what Joe is using these dead bodies for, we never see the bunny man transport these bodies and say, hey, I got a present for you.
No, but I feel like that is the implication.
Yeah, well, with all the other wasted time, they could have shown that.
I do think it's a little bit bizarre, and maybe it's more so the difference between these two guys. Are they brothers?
No, because I think Joe mentions when I found you, basically.
Okay. Kind All of right. Well, whatever their affiliation, they have different styles. It seems like Bunny Man is focused on killing.
Yes.
But Joe seems to enjoy the torture part and the raping and then the killing. So they seem to have different MOs, and it kind of reminded me of House of Wax. I have this in my notes that it's giving House of Wax because it reminded me of the one brother who, not that this guy is very refined or handsome or, you know, whatever,
not at all.
He's the more objectively normal looking brother.
Yes.
But he's the real monster because the other guy seems to just kind of be going along with sort of a henchman type
Yeah, he just character. Does the dirty work. And
right. And he seems to have some maybe mental disabilities or some kind of...
I'm sure.
Some kind of issues going on there. So he seems easily manipulated. So yeah. It reminded me of that dynamic. That's how I kind of saw them.
No, that's good. I like that.
I think the bunny man is the massacre part of their relationship. And Joe is the BTK part
yeah.
of their relationship.
Joe is the Inquisition, because God, can he talk.
Holy oh my God. Shit. Well, he's really the only one who can. Like, he's, I guess he's gotta, because.
But even the, even shit. These chicks, they don't fucking talk either. They're not even scared that they're about to get raped and murdered. They're just sitting there.
They seem kind of scared.
Some of them. Some just, the one that was on the mattress, just laying there, she barely screamed.
Oh, yeah. Sarah? Lauren.
I was, okay.
Lauren? Hold on. I don't think I have it. I remember thinking it was the other way around. Yeah, Lauren. She's Lauren.
Great. I didn't write down any of their names. I just kind of went by, you know, visuals, like the one with the pixie cut. The blonde.
It took a long time for me to learn the names, and I did have to go back and kind of explain myself in my notes. Are we done with the opening? Should we?
Yeah, we can. Yeah, I mean, we could just say that it was very Jeepers Creepers 2, where basically there's a massacre and an attack on a school bus. And
so many
kids. The blood looked like paint.
Oh, yes. And actually, I wrote down, you can see before the bus driver gets got, they must have done another take because there's fake blood in her hair.
That's great. I did not pick
before,
up on
yeah, that. Before she actually gets stabbed. Yeah, they were not paying attention there, surprisingly. No,
that was great.
But yeah, brutal, brutal massacre. And it's just Bunny Man doing this. He does the kids, and then he goes to this campsite and kills a few people over there.
Yeah.
And then he just, you know, ambles home to some farm in the middle of nowhere.
I think this is, I'm joking, but I think this is where they filmed Rubber.
No, Rubber was more deserty. This had like mountainous areas, and then they were hiking in the woods.
I guess, yeah. There was just a lot of like emptiness that made me think of Rubber.
Yeah, it kind of reminded me of Arizona, certain parts of Arizona. Because, like, there are deserty areas in Arizona, mm-hmm. but they also have some of the mountains and the forests and things. But right. I would be curious to know where they filmed this.
Yeah, I didn't even look that up.
No, and we don't care. So, this is when we meet Joe. They clearly have a very abusive relationship. And Joe owns a convenience store,
mm-hmm.
and this like family stops to get some stuff, and he acts really bizarre with the dad of the group who goes
anybody
in to ask for directions.
Anybody that he comes into contact with, he just cannot. He's socially awkward. First of all, if I pull up to a place and the sign is spelled horribly wrong, I'm not
refreshments.
Going there. Refreshments. That's exactly how it sounded in my head as I read it. Anywho, yeah, so Joe just can't talk to people, and this guy comes in, and like, he's that typical like creep that's like cleaning off a knife or whatever behind the counter, like that kind of look where he's just kind of like, you're annoying me, meanwhile you're the only fucking customer you had all day.
Right. And he's perpetually sweaty and dirty.
Ugh, like, yeah.
This man has not bathed in a million years probably, so yeah. The stench, I imagine, is unfortunate. But he's putting gold stars on these plastic baggies of beef jerky,
yep.
which he manages to sell to this guy who then feeds it to his family. And we know that it's people jerky.
Yeah, but why is it a gold
specifically,
star?
Specifically, the gold star indicates that it came from a sheriff or
a police
officer of the
yeah.
law. Which is wild to me, because how does nobody notice that police officers keep going missing in this area of the country.
Right, again.
It's one thing to lose a hiker or two. And even a school bus full of children, nobody's looking into this.
No, again, it looked very in the middle of nowhere. Like, once they're out there, I don't think anybody goes looking.
So then there could only be, like, 4 or 5 suspects in the entire area. You know, you think that they would be able to narrow it down. Whatever. I have in my notes. So the bunny man does not seem to be entirely stable.
You think? No.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So then we meet our other people of the movie, these four hikers who they look like they're hiking the Alps or something. They've got all this equipment and it's not really the terrain for that kind of serious hiking gear.
No.
They split up immediately because two of the girls can't keep up. The two girls who stay behind get got by Bunny Man. And he loves his chainsaw. This guy loves to use his chainsaw, which I always find a triggering sound because of corn mazes from my youth.
Mm-hmm, same.
But nobody hears anything, so fine.
Nobody hears anything, and I find it very funny how they filmed these, because it was like, they didn't want to show you it head on, right? So the one chick that he gets is, he takes the chainsaw, and it makes... You want to think he's going to go right down the center, right?
Right.
No. He goes off to, like, the side of her head. And you're like, is he going for the head? Is he going for the shoulder? What is his angle here? But they just want to give the illusion that he's gonna... And then she collapses to the floor. And I'm like, what part of her body did you cut? Like, it's... Right. You didn't do anything.
I guess it has to do with the special effects that would be required for showing actual, you know, decapitation or dismemberment. Because I do think, I mean, I've never used a chainsaw to dismember a body.
Good.
Yes. I just want to put that out there so that everybody knows. But I feel like using a chainsaw, it would not be too difficult to cut through somebody, including bones and all that nastiness on the inside. So the fact that he holds this chainsaw in her neck, shoulder region,
right,
and nothing comes off is unbelievable. Unless he's really holding it at the edge there and he's just like shaving her arm hairs off or something.
Right. It was just such a weird thing to film if you're not going to really show what's going on and you want to just give an illusion, then just show the aftermath. Don't show it being done, because that was ridiculous.
Yes, and they do that a lot.
A lot.
Even at the end, when he gets that one bitch with the grappling hook, we don't get to see it all.
I can't, don't get me started on the choice of weapon from that scene.
I know, and then also, how dumb is this girl? But anyway, so we go back to Lauren and Sarah, who are the other two from this group, and we find out later that they are sisters.
Because they try to make a plot out of a sister situation, which
they
doesn't
try really hard.
Stick.
Unless maybe their parents were in the prequel or Bunny Man 1, because their parents died recently and they only have each other now. So anyway, they come up on the convenience store, and when they go in, Joe is not there, so they're just kind of walking around, touching stuff, insulting how dirty the store is and how gross it is. And so he comes in, and then they're immediately trying to backtrack, like, oh, no, this is a great place, we love it. And they try to leave, but he is not gonna let them.
No.
At gunpoint, he forces them to come follow him back to the barn. And I feel like this movie is a great example of the golden rule, or one of the golden rules we learned from Lepaddle, which is do not let them take you to a second location.
Correct.
In this case of this movie and these crazy dudes, though, I do think that they wouldn't kill you first. The idea there being, try to run and get away. And if they shoot and kill you, it's probably better than what they were going to do to you if they took you to the second location or you get away. However, with the way these guys are so fucked up, they'd probably shoot you in the leg, drag you in the back, and rape you anyway. So maybe not in this specific circumstance, but I kept thinking to myself, I'm like, oh, just try to run. Just go.
Yeah.
What is the worst that could happen? They're already going to do much worse to you. So they get them in barn. I don't know why they passed out, because they both have this thing where they're like coming to, and Lauren is chained to the bed and Sarah is chained to the shelf, and they both kind of like wake up and it's like, when did you pass out? How long have you been there?
Well, they did have that little scene where Joe and Bunny Man were, like, eating or, like, sitting mm-hmm. down. And I think Joe has, like, a bunny worship situation going on. Because I don't know if you saw that table. Just a lot of bunny figurines.
Oh, well, why do you think they're Joe's, though? Wouldn't they be Bunny Man's?
I don't know. Because, I mean, if you think about it, Bunny Man is, for lack of a better term, employed by Joe.
Employed.
That's a strong. I know. Yep, that's very strong. Loose. But, like, I would think that it was Joe's idea, like, you're going to dress up, like, I have this costume.
Yeah, but Joe kills that bunny and implies that he's killed many bunnies before.
All right, so then maybe he's just
obsessed. I don't think he worships
Not
them.
Worship, but just obsessed with bunnies for some reason.
I don't think you'd kill them if you were that obsessed with them. I think the bunny stuff belonged to Bunny Man.
All right. He did get really mad when Bunny Man tried to feed the bunny meat.
Yeah, but that was more so about him not listening.
Yeah.
I felt, or at least I didn't think because he threw the bunny in the cage across the room, which probably killed it. So I don't think he really cares about the welfare of the bunny.
That was just a funny scene altogether, because, like, he just loses his shit without yelling or making any noise. He just starts throwing shit. And I'm like, all right, I need to know what else is going on with this guy, because...
Bunny Man is very expressive, because there were even moments where he clearly felt sad.
And you could tell.
Yes, I'm like, how am I getting emotion from this bunny that has one facial expression, which is like a smiling bunny, but you could tell when he was sad and upset. Yep. So
he was the best actor. Yeah. Best actor in this film.
Yes, and if only he hadn't taken off his hat.
Oh, we got to talk about that too.
Yeah, we're not quite
there yet,
I don't think. Oh yeah, it's coming.
It's coming.
It's coming. So when the girls come to, it's implied that Joe is going to rape Lauren in front of Sarah, mm-hmm. which is pretty grim. And so Sarah begins negotiating to get them out of there, to get one of them out of there. And finally she's like, I saw some other girls and I will trade you these girls for my sister. If you let me go, I can bring them back to you. Which felt uncomfortable to me.
I was also a little confused. One, she was very quick on, A, having that idea.
Yes, she was ready to sell these bitches down the river. Like, yes. She knew that they were there somehow.
And even though the other chicks got before, I thought these were the other two chicks from their group.
Well, no. No, so I think the three girls that she brings back are completely new people.
Oh,
like they're not affiliated with them whatsoever.
I thought they knew each other.
I was confused about that as well, but they don't react. They never call each other by name. There's never really a lot of confusion about why they've been sold out by somebody they thought was their friend.
Yeah.
So it is a little confusing how she knew they were there, because we don't even know that they ran into these girls. If we had seen them, maybe past them or something. Mm. It's just weird that she's like, oh yeah, I definitely know there's a camp of hikers and it's within 30 minutes of this barn, because that's all she gets to go get them.
Yeah, that was also pretty funny. He's like, you only have 30 minutes and I'll know. And it's like, you're only one person.
Once again, this is what was wild to me, because first of all, why would he care about three more girls when he has two here to do whatever the fuck he wants to? He can just go out and get the other ones. They can't be that far.
Unless he's just fucking lazy as shit. Although they do show scenes of him just going out trying to...
Right. Shoot people.
Shoot people.
And then also, he cuts her free and gives her a gun.
Gives her a gun. That was hilarious. I'm like, she could shoot you right now, which she should have.
Yes! This movie could have been over after 30 minutes if this bitch had just taken a shot. Because again, go for it. What is the worst that could happen? And the best thing that could happen is that you kill him and can get out of this situation, or at least wound him long enough to kill him and get out.
Wasn't he holding a shotgun, though?
He was, but he didn't have it aimed at her. I think if she moved fast enough, she might have been able to do it.
He was very trusting in that scene.
He absolutely was. And he calls her out and he's like, oh, I see that you want to shoot me, but you're never going to get it, you know, get it done, whatever. If you're not familiar with guns, like for me, it would probably not be as smart of an idea, because I don't know how to use a gun. So having to use it in like a split second before he shoots at me, that might be a risk that I might not be willing to take. However, she could have left the barn, figured it out, come back and just popped off a shot while he wasn't looking and killed, like, I don't understand why he gave her a gun.
That's true, unless she just used the logic, like, there's no way this is loaded. Maybe. Kind of, like, just, like, one of those, gotcha, bitch.
Could have been, but, again, she could have gone outside, figured it out, and then assessed her options.
Because, like, easily could have just followed her the couple of feet and just picked her off at that point, too.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, giving her that heads up.
And then... I just think that there were other options besides her just obediently marching off to gather up these three girls and bring them back to this barn, knowing what was about to happen to them.
Yeah.
So Lauren is, like, begging for help, and this is when the bunny man takes his bunny head off, and he looks not great.
What is going on there?
Again, I feel like we're missing part of the story here. Maybe we would know.
Maybe if we should have watched Bunny Man.
Bunny Man? I really hate to have to go back and
do that to myself. We won't. I don't think we're going to do that.
Yeah, no, me either.
I mean, I'm not going to do that. But he looks like he's covered in paper mache.
Yes, and once again, House of Wax. It was giving House of Wax.
It was. But, like, also dripping in muck.
Like a gooey Voldemort for the Harry Potter fans out there. It did not look great. So it makes sense that he wears the bunny head. The bunny head is an improvement.
Although his real face would be scarier and more intimidating.
I guess. I don't know. I find something very ominous about the bunny. The bunny man. Especially in all of his silence. But Sarah gets these girls. She leads them all the way back to the barn. The bunny man disarms her as soon as she walks in. So you lost your chance.
Yeah.
And then it seems like, true to his word, Joe is going to let the two of them go. So he releases Lauren from the bed. And they leave. They're running down the road. This is when you find out that they're sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And Lauren's like, what the fuck was that? Yeah. I can't believe you traded those three girls for me. That's fucking awful. And Sarah's trying to defend herself. She's like, you're all I have. I couldn't lose you, yada, yada. And Sarah's like, I don't know, man. That was fucked up. And you think they're just going to walk away from all of this. Sarah wants to go back. But then the pickup truck pulls up and Bunny Man gets out. And it's like, so was this part of the plan? Like, they were never...
Yeah, I don't think they were ever going to be free.
So that's unfortunate. But the Bunny Man comes up and he just, like, Superman punches her, Sarah, mm-hmm. in the face. She drops like a sack of potatoes. And I'm sorry, but I laughed.
There was another punch at one point, too. And I was like, fuck, man, they are direct shots.
Yes, and every once in a while, he decides to beat the shit out of people instead of using one of his various weapons, and it's even more brutal to watch that.
It's all that pent-up anger.
For what reason, we don't know.
No.
So, finally, the law comes around, and a sheriff rolls up to the convenience store and talks to Joe, who does not do anything to really...
look innocent?
Minimize suspicion. He's also openly hostile.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm like, he is so defensive with this cop.
So rude.
And yet the cops barely said anything. And he's just kind of like, he's just a complete douche.
Yeah, there's so much to be suspicious of. And he's like, well, I'm just going to leave you my card. So see you around. Cool. So we go back into the barn. I have this quote written down. I'm going to punch you so hard, your next period is going to come out of your nose. That's a real thing that was said. Do you think AI could have written that?
What about, I'm going to fuck you dry?
Oh, that made my vagina shrivel up and die.
Because I don't think that's the point.
No, in fact, that should not be the goal in sexual activity. That should not be your objective.
No, like you're already not attractive and you're not making this hot. But yes. Also, that line, not necessary.
Anyway.
Sorry.
How did we get here? So the three girls from the campsite are still alive. I assumed they were going to be dead faster than this, but no. So he has them all pick a number from 1 to 10.
And this was a weird game.
This was upsetting. The girl who picked the number 2, he takes her outside and they force her into this giant blue barrel.
I have a fun fact.
Oh, God. Okay, well, should I finish or should you say it now?
No, you can finish it and then I'll just say my little fun fact.
Okay, great. So he starts drilling screws into the sides of this barrel And then he knocks it down a hill. So she's just rolling around inside this barrel, probably getting eviscerated by these screws. I do not necessarily think this could have killed her, but I think we would need Mythbusters to perhaps confirm or deny.
I was gonna say, I don't know if they'd actually be able to do that, but
I don't think so. I don't think we want to know.
Yeah, I mean, he got creative with it, I guess. We got to give him that. But yeah, she didn't go very far either.
No, she tumbled a little. That big of a hill.
No.
What's your fun fact? I'm afraid to ask.
It's a personal one.
Oh.
Back in the day, my dad used to use those barrels and make sleds in the winter.
Oh, okay.
He'd cut them to make
sleds. A much more fun use, right? Of them.
I was going to say, like, if only Joe knew. A little bit
less murdery.
Not that he'd need them in the desert, but I, you know.
Exactly.
There are better ways to use those barrels. And the chick who played that particular girl that got pushed mm-hmm. in the barrel. Did you see the movie? I think I brought this up to you before. The movie Soft and Quiet?
No.
It is one of the most disturbing movies I've ever seen, ever.
Great.
And she is the main character who, guess what? I know she's just an actress and that was just a character, but I'm glad she got caught because that movie was disturbing and she deserves every nail in her body.
Wow. Yeah. Harsh.
If anybody watched Soft and Quiet, you get why I'm saying that. But
harsh.
Yeah, she deserved it. So yeah, those are my little fun facts right there.
Okay.
But yeah, so she's gone and we got the two other ones back in the barn.
Yes, they let one go and she Did runs they? Out. Yes, the one he keeps calling Fatty, which is unfortunate because she seems so like she rude. Might be a size 8 or a size 10 or something.
So horrible, but also it got her off the hook, so there we
well,
go.
Well, not really, because she's trying to run out, but Bunny Man is out there doing something, some kind of trailer park maintenance. And she climbs up on top of the roof of a trailer.
This was the make more noise, asshole.
Right, and and she fucking falls off the roof because Bunny Man just starts kicking the trailer and shakes it hard enough that she falls.
Which I think is ridiculous. There's no way.
Sit down.
Shook it that
Lower
hard.
Your center of gravity. You will not lose your balance, but that's another chainsaw death where he comes at her from the side like he's gonna decapitate her, and then we don't really get the final blow on that. So.
But also, why didn't you fucking run off the property? Why are you hiding in a trailer on the property? You fucking idiot.
I don't know. I mean, I guess maybe she thinks she can't outrun the Bunny Man, or maybe he would have a gun or something. You gotta take your chances.
Didn't even
though.
Try. Didn't even yeah. fucking try.
Gotta take your chances.
And it's broad daylight.
Yes.
Go, run. You can actually see where you're going. Get the fuck out of there.
Yeah. So he, oh, this is not the chainsaw death. This is what he brings her back inside.
Oh, yes.
To drill down into her eyeball.
The best is that he takes the Bunny Man head off and he switches to like a welding helmet. So you think he's going to like start cranking out the like and almost welding like something.
A gimp mask.
It's, yeah.
It's something like halfway between a gimp mask and a welder's helmet.
And I'm like, oh my god, he's gonna like just weld her to something, or he's gonna like go through like her, just weld off body parts. No, he's just using a drill crank thing.
Yeah,
and
drill cranks. Press.
Yeah, and that's it. Like, you didn't need that mask to do that.
But he does get blood on the front of the mask, so he was protecting his beautiful face from blood spatter.
Fair enough, but there's
one
blood
of,
all over
one
the
of
other
the other girls. My favorite part of this scene is that one of the other girls from the campsite witnesses this because she has also managed to get away or something. And yes. She's like, her head's like peeking up from behind a counter. She sees this happen to her friend. She just makes a face like, ugh. And then like lowers back down slowly. And it was
like no
that's,
scream.
Yeah,
no.
That's the reaction you have to your friend's eyeball getting drilled out of her head. Crazy. So anyway, Bunny Man sees her too. So that's when he starts chasing her and she's climbing on roofs and shit and trying to get away. But he has an eye on her pretty much the whole time. And this is when he uses a grappling hook to wrangle her down from the top of a building.
The best part is they show us his thought process in choosing a weapon.
Yes.
There's a wall of weapons and he pulls the grappling hook.
He's like, ah, yes, this will get the job done.
Like, hey, you're putting a nick in her leg with that thing. You're not fucking killing her.
No, but all he wants to do is capture her. He wants to bring her down from the roof. But I don't think there's enough force for a grappling hook to impale somebody deep enough to be able to drag them.
And for her to not grab it herself and take it off her before...
She should have been fucking keeping an eye on this guy, but her back is turned, and this is how he gets her with the grappling hook. And it's like, this never should have happened.
She should have ran one... I mean, yeah, he's got your friend, but there's no hope for her. You should have ran instead of standing there waiting.
She must have seen his collection of weapons and known that he's got one for every occasion.
Jesus. Stupid bitches.
I know. And there was like another part in the movie. It's a little bit later where Joe is just running through the woods going, bitches, where are you at? And I.
Oh, he just called them bitches so much. Like, it was amazing. Like, you bitch. Fuck you, bitch.
He does not respect women, I think.
He doesn't. And he doesn't have an extensive vocabulary either.
Absolutely not.
Also, I just have to say that I love watching movies with subtitles because when the chick got with her eye, it literally wrote eye crunching.
Ooh.
Which made it grosser. You know,
that does do a better job than any sound effect.
Mm-hmm. Just reading it and knowing what that entails is disgusting. Okay.
Yep. So, he brings this girl, whose name I don't even know. I have no idea. He brings her back to the barn where Lauren and Sarah are already hanging from the ceiling. So, he hangs this other girl from the ceiling. Great job, everybody. We're doing really well here. So, Joe and Bunny Man kind of like... go off together, arguing about something. I say arguing, but Bunny Man can't talk.
Oh, because Bunny Man,
he broke something.
Okay, well, he was making Bunny Man choose who he wanted to fuck.
Right.
And he's like, he ends up picking Sarah, the blonde.
Yes.
And he kind of like does this thing where he just kind of like pats her. He's like, this one. I take this one.
Yeah, this one.
And then, something happens where Bunny Man got in trouble.
Right.
I'm forgetting why, though.
I think he broke the gun. I think he did something with one of the weapons.
He jammed the gun or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, you fucking asshole, whatever. Like, Bunny Man just kind of sits there like, whatever, I'm in trouble again. Like, you know, like, he just kind of is like, oh, what was me?
Oh, man.
And they're tied to
to the beams, to the rafters, but I guess different or is it all the same rafter?
I thought it was the same because it would have made sense if one goes down, the rest are just going to follow.
Sure. Yeah, so the brunette chick from the campsite, whose name we don't know, she is like, fuck you guys, I'm getting the fuck out of here. And she literally breaks this wooden beam that's holding her up, and she runs out of the barn. And she basically tells the other two to go fuck themselves, which they deserve.
Well, Sarah deserves it.
Yes, Sarah deserves it. So she barely gets anywhere before Joe comes up and shoots her in the leg. So now she's just limping because she's got the grappling hook wound in the one leg. And now she's got a bullet hole in the other leg. She's not doing great.
No.
So the Bunny Man goes up to her and he starts to strangle her. But he stops before he kills her.
Mm-hmm.
While he's doing this, Sarah and Lauren get loose and run away while they're distracted. But then the Bunny Man goes back and he gets his chainsaw and he finishes off this other girl. Similarly with the not quite dismemberment that we're used to by now. So the other girls, they make it to the road and they find the sheriff who just happens to be there. And he's like, I'm going to go check this out. So you guys wait in my truck. I've got a gun in there if you need it. And it's like, this is
not going to work.
Don't call for backup. Don't do anything.
Well, I think he's the only sheriff left because all the other ones are jerky.
All the other ones are jerky.
Listen, there were a lot of gold
friends are jerky.
There were a lot of gold star bags in the store.
So imagine if he survived and he has like the survivor's guilt of knowing all of his friends were jerky.
Oh god, if it gets that far, I mean, he may not even realize
Maybe he would eat them out of tribute.
I think so. That's
to honor their memory.
Kind of seems the route this movie's going.
So Joe and the sheriff kind of go head to head.
This is the longest battle royale I've ever seen in my life.
It's a lot of talking. It's a lot of negotiating.
And just, like, shots of their eyes staring at each other back and forth.
Like, oh, just, yes, when they're actually building up to yes, the shootout. Because they just decided,
fucking do it already. God. Yeah,
my favorite thing was when the sheriff was like, I'm not a real fan of the judicial system. And it's like, he had a whole speech. That's literally your job.
I'm like, you are going to die. Shut the fuck up and shoot him.
Yeah, he's basically saying, like, I don't want to leave this to due process. I would just like to have a shootout with you and see who comes out not dead. And unfortunately, when they do have their shootout, the sheriff ends up with a gunshot wound in his chest. And it doesn't kill him. So Joe goes over there and all Game of Thronesy.
I was gonna say.
Just buries his thumbs in this guy's eyes.
Talk about eye crunching.
More eyeball crunching. This movie had too much eyeball crunching.
Yeah.
So that is the grisly end for the sheriff. But at this time, when the I don't think you could do this, but while the sheriff is getting his eyes gouged into his skull,
oh, yeah,
he manages to reach for his gun and shoot Joe again and wounds him once again, like, semi-fatally, but enough that he is sort of incapacitated.
He's down, yeah, he's down.
However, while this is going on, of course, Bunny Man rolls up on the sheriff's truck and engages with the sisters there. And this was pretty brutal. He knocks out Sarah, who is just totally useless. And he just grabs Lord and starts smashing her against the side of his truck until her skull cracks open. So, of course, now Sarah wakes up a few minutes later from her concussion and sees that all of this was for nothing, essentially, because she sacrificed those three girls to save Sarah. No, Lauren.
Lauren.
So confused. Their names didn't feel right to me.
No.
She sacrifices everything to save Lauren, and now Lauren is dead. So Bunny Man is still there, and he comes after her with his chainsaw. And rather than kill him, she shoots herself in the head. So it was really all for nothing.
Yeah, like, nobody wins. So
nobody wins.
Bunny Man kind of does.
Yes. Yeah, because he does go back and find Joe, who is bleeding out on the forest floor. And rather than save him or try to save him or whatever, he decides he's had enough. He's had enough of Joe. And you know what? I did too. So
good riddance.
Good riddance to bad rubbish.
Sayonara, sucker.
So Bunny Man is the hero of our movie.
Who would have thought?
Who would have thought?
And then he just, like, walks off into the sunset.
Yeah, to continue his massacre, we assume.
Yeah, well, the next one's called Bunny Man Vengeance, and I want to know what he's vengeful for, because he already killed Joe.
Well, it must be his trauma. Maybe he hasn't gotten his revenge on the people who burned his face off, or, you know, whatever happened to him.
Well, now I need to just see what vengeance is going to say, because...
Please tell me what the vengeance is.
Oh, okay. It is a trilogy. Motherfucker!
Oh no, we started in the middle.
The deadly adventures of Bunny Man continue in the third and final film in the Bunny Man trilogy.
Dawn, what have you done?
Don't call it that. Don't give it three different names. Okay, so it says the deadly adventures of Bunny Man. Okay, Bunny Man returns home to find his family running a haunted house attraction. They welcome him home and soon realize they cannot domesticate a wild animal. Death and mayhem ensue, and they turn on one another to fulfill their bloodlust. But now, the first Bunny Man. Yeah, it's a very general description, which is why I'm like, maybe they're not related. It says, a couple of dim-witted teens get chased by a killer dressed in a bunny suit. Hmm. Okay, yeah, that could be anything.
It does sound like, that sounds like a standalone.
So then this one is called the Bunny Man Massacre, and it just says, bodies pile up as Bunny Man indiscriminately slaughters anything that crosses his path, in a mutually beneficial relationship that gives Joe plenty of beef jerky to sell at his local store.
Okay, yeah, that is a good summary of this movie, but it also doesn't really sound like it's leading from anything.
Correct. So I'm not really wrong.
No, well, we haven't seen... Now I'm going to go watch Bunny Man because I need to know if there's more information.
That's fair.
This whole movie might make sense if we had just seen the initial...
Right.
also.
Oh, well, obviously I wasn't going to read the synopsis, but it starts with, Joe and Bunnyman's adventure continue in a rural ghost town. Bunnyman's bloodlust knows no bounds as he slaughters indiscriminately anything that crosses his path. Joe is too happy to encourage his behavior, selling the dead victims as beef jerky at his local store.
What a fucking ridiculous business plan. Do they make any money off of this, or is he just casually, like, a hobby making beef jerky?
Yeah, it's mutually beneficial, but also, like, it says, a mutually beneficial relationship with cracks that start to emerge. As the bodies pile up, including a couple dozen kids in a school bus, Bunnyman's body count is becoming more problematic. Joe is forced with disposing of the bodies by any means necessary, a problem he exasperates by occasionally joining in on the rampage.
That's not the plot of the movie we just watched.
No. He didn't make it seem like it was a burden.
Yeah, right. There's no problem with what
like,
they're
doing. Oh, stop killing people. I don't have the room for these bodies. Like, that's not how that went.
No, and it's not like he has a thriving beef jerky industry either. So it's like...
he needs all these bodies.
He would literally only be able to make beef jerky out of like one or two people. And then where's he selling that?
I don't know. I mean, he took out all the cops in town, obviously.
I still think that is ridiculous, but
it is.
This whole movie, it was
right. Stupid. So you can't fault me in
no
not advancing to what the third one was and knowing that it was a trilogy given that description.
I've already committed to wasting more of my time on this because I need to just make sure that if there's an explanation, I know what it is.
All right.
You're welcome. I'm willing to take this hit for you all. I hope you appreciate it.
Hope you enjoyed our Bunnyman debacle we have going on here. And hope you have a great Easter.
Yes, and if this movie is not your speed for celebrating Easter, you should try another one of the movies we've covered, 365 Days, because if you pay very close attention, you'll notice that there's a rock in the movie that was the same rock they used to cover the tomb of Jesus. So it's all very festive.
It's one of my best works, guys.
Yeah. And so if this is not what you want to do to celebrate Easter, there's another alternative from our repertoire that will definitely satisfy. It's a very religious movie.
The holiest holidays.
Yes. The Pope himself watches 365 days every Easter. And, you know, because of the 3 days, you can do one a day.
Yes. Good Friday.
And Jesus. Holy Saturday. We'll be back by the time you're done.
Perfect. So happy Easter. You know where to find us. And be on the lookout because we will have a full schedule coming soon. And is there anything you would like to add?
March 28th is Respect Your Cat Day.
So aww.
Respect your kitties.
Even if they're little bitches.
Even if they're little bitches. Especially if they're little bitches. You know that they're just testing you because they love you.
Yeah, but they deserve and all the respect.
They absolutely do. And I always say, one of my cats, she teaches daily lessons in consent. So you have to learn to respect the boundaries of your cat. Read their body language. Sometimes they're just not into it.
And then there's Chips.
and then there's Chips, who is a dog and wants pets all the time.
Yep.
Know your cats. Respect their boundaries. Respect your cats.
Yeah. And until next time.